I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. The Slavic country of Poland is home to a vibrant, rich, and diverse tradition of music making, traced back to the 13th century and influenced by several European traditions that live on in the region. Born in Krakow, Polish traditional music features many distinctive characteristics, with some framed with a fast-paced, syncopated rhythmic underpinning, stylishly tilted toward dancing, with musical flavors that vary from region to region that exhibit standard elements grounded in the dance styles, mazurkas, obelisk, and to some degree, the ever-popular polka. Historical accounts reveal that Polish music was partly shaped by Jewish music, with commonalities in both cultural traditions. During and after World War II, this hybrid music was banned for a period, though after Poland's liberation, the music broadly reemerged through klezmer music, which you can hear in cities across Poland. Instruments like the Ligavka wooden horn, hurdy-gurdy, cart rattle, devil's fiddle, stringed suka, the percussive borchebas, shaped like a barrel with a tassel of horsehair threaded through a hole, pedal accordion, clarinet, the flute-like vassel, are today often combined with other world music instruments and styles that are by design doctored to nudge one and all to the dance floor, where a circle of couples, stomping their feet, click their heels in the most festive of village settings. Among the many Polish dance styles are the polonaise, a slow dance in triple meter, favored for so-called dignified ceremonial dances, set from the 17th to the 19th century for court balls and functions for royalty, the mazurka, also in triple meter, with an energetic up-tempo construct, and the obelisk, a highly spirited Polish dance, known for its many athletic dance lifts and jumps. Traditional Polish folk music has evolved over several generations, its characteristics passed down orally from one user to the next, rather than through scored compositions, have had many original composers whose names are unknown over the ages. However, such works spread organically and live on in word and melody. Because of the popularity of Polish music around the globe, it is no longer essential to have your feet touch Polish soil to feel the proper breath and spirit of the country's unique sounds. That said, there's nothing quite like living in that musical space up close and personal, where sounds once used in only village settings graduated to the concert stage, reimagined by classical music composers, remains at its traditional folk music core a triumphal narrative on the evolution of global roots music. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at wpr.org.